As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, the same also shall live by me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we are now in the octave of Corpus Christi, and during these 8 days we have the Mass of Corpus Christi every day celebrated. And in this Gospel of today's Mass of Corpus Christi, our Lord tells us that the Holy Eucharist is inseparably united to Himself, that is Jesus, and also united to God the Father. So children, if you are children of God, if you are grateful to God that He has created you, you need to participate to Holy Communion. That's why this Sunday of the First Communions is so important moment in your life. You show that you are with Jesus, you are together with Him, and you are together with His Church, the Catholic Church. When you go to Holy Communion, you become so much together with Jesus. And in today's Gospel, Jesus says that this union is so great that He compares it to the union between Him, the Son, and His Father. Dear children, our Heavenly Father has made a promise that He will always be with His Son, Jesus. And Jesus has today made a promise to you that He will always stay with anyone who goes to Holy Communion. That's the promise. I recently read a story about a promise of another father, which shows how much worth and trust a child shows and should show to his father. 28 years ago, in 1988, there was a big earthquake in Armenia, in Western Asia, which then was part of Soviet Union. In a short time, the earthquake almost flattened Armenia. Because of the poorly built houses of the communist design, many buildings did not hold up to the shaking of the earthquake, and those that collapsed often lacked any survival space. This horrible earthquake killed over 30,000 people. It's hard to imagine the anguish, the pain, and the suffering that was resulted from this earthquake. People's worlds were shaken and lives were crushed into the letter. There was one father whose son, named Armand, went to the nearby school. In the midst of chaos and destruction of the earthquake, the father rushed to his son's school. But instead of a school, he found a shapeless heap of rubble. Imagine what must have gone through in the mind of this father. What would have gone through in your mind if your own dear one would be buried under the rubble? Perhaps shock would have crippled you as it did the other parents who were walking around dazed in the midst of the ruins. But in the case of this father, the sight of rubble and ruin only made him spring into action. He ran to the back corner of the building where his son's classroom used to be, and he began to dig. Really, what real hope did this father have? What were the chances that his son could have survived such destruction? All the father knew was that he had made a promise to always be there for his son. It was this promise that gave strength to his body. As he began to dig the ruins, well-meaning people tried to pull him out of the rubble, saying, It is too late. They're all dead. You can't help. Go home. And there's nothing you can do. Also, the fire chief tried to pull this devoted father off the rubble, saying, Fires and explosions are happening everywhere. You're in danger. Go home. Finally, the police came and said, We know you're angry and distraught, but it's over. Go home. But this father had made a promise to his son, and he was going to keep it. The love this father had in his heart for his son kept him digging for 36 hours straight. Then, in the 38th hour, he pulled back a boulder, and what do you think happened? He heard the voice of his son, which was crying for help. Immediately, the father screamed, Armand! And back came the words, Dad, I told the other kids that if you were still alive, you'd save me. You promised me. You said you'd always be there for me. And you did it, Dad. Dear children, as this heroic father had made a promise, he also delivered it and saved his son. God has given you a promise as well, children. If you are trapped in the depths of sin, it is God who draws you out. And He will always stay with you, as He has promised to you, if you make a habit to go to Holy Mass and Communion as often as you can. If you show that you are a loving child of God, you always be blessed by God, and you will eventually be saved by God, because that is the true promise of the true Father. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.